If you're struggling with chronic congestion, sinus infections, or snoring, who evaluates you first matters. At Ohio ENT and Allergy Physicians, your initial visit is with a board-certified ENT physician, not a shortcut and not a standardized script. Because real answers take real diagnostics and real experience. Ohio ENT and Allergy Physicians offers the full spectrum of sinus and snoring care, from in-office treatments to advanced surgical options when needed. Personalized care, local physicians, long-term relief. Book your appointment now at OhioENTandAllergy.com.
Football on off the ball.
Sir Alex Ferguson was the master of that, of taking pressure off his players, casting it onto referees, the opposition, us in the media were responsible at times, you know, the kit manufacturer, I mean, all sorts, you know, anyone but his players. That's what the best managers do. They're lightning conductors for criticism and pressure, so they take it off their players, and Pep's brilliant at that.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The final whistle on Off the Ball with NoviBet. Up to 250% boost on all accas. Download and play today. 18 plus, see gamblingcare.ie.
Well, we're at the Etihad Stadium in the aftermath of what was one of the best Premier League games we've definitely ever attended, Brian, over the last number of years. It's finished Manchester City 2, Arsenal 1. Is it going to have a big impact on the Premier League title race, this result today?
Oh, well, I think going into the game today, we knew it was going to have a major impact on who the winner of the title is going to be. By Manchester City winning, it gives them an absolutely brilliant chance of winning the title. The momentum is with them. Arsenal have obviously been losing games, have lost three big games recently, lost to Bournemouth in the League Cup final. Also, they lost the Champions League, they lost the Cup game also. So they are, I think the momentum is definitely with Manchester City now. So yes is the answer to that. Had Arsenal got a draw today, I think it might have been enough to help them win the league. Had they got a win, obviously they extended their advantage. But they're in a dicky position now.
Absolutely. I did ask you on air, but just to say again, obviously City need to beat Burnley by two clear goals to take top spot from Arsenal. In their match in midweek, it's three nights away. Do you think they can win it by the two clear goals against Burnley to take that top spot?
Oh, certainly. So, looking at the current form, where they're playing, Burnley are almost relegated at this stage. They'll try to put up a fight, but I think looking at Manchester City's current form, they're probably freshening the team up a bit. He stuck with the same team more or less for the last few games. Whether he starts again with Doku and Semenya in the wide positions. I mean, they're playing very well, but when you look at the talent he's bringing on, Foden and Savino late in the game, was slow to make changes today because he obviously was so happy with how the team are playing. But I think they've got a squad good enough to go and beat Burnley.
Is Donnarumma a concern between now and the end of the season? We saw his big mistake in the game today, which allowed Arsenal get the equaliser. He's dropped clangers before, it's not the first time. Is he a concern between now and the end of the season for City?
Well, he would be, but you know, they've James Trafford as the other goalkeeper who's played for England not so long ago. But I don't see them dropping him. He also made some very, very vital saves in the game today. And his distribution let him down on the goal, obviously. Made a big, big error, but equally, he started the move that led to the winning goal with a brilliant catch, throw out quickly to Nick O'Reilly, got him advancing up the pitch on the left side. He was able to link up with Doku. O'Reilly gets her again, plays her into Haaland, who scores. So, you know, he had a mixed game, I would say, today, very much at fault in the goal. Is it a concern for the manager? I'm sure it is, but I think they'll dominate the games they've still to play. But there's plenty of tough games in that for them still. You're looking at Brentford and Bournemouth, Aston Villa, you know, these teams are not going to lie down and just, you know, roll over and allow Manchester City to steamroll them. But we've seen it before, and Pep gets more points in April than anyone else, you know, season after season. They average, I think it's over 2.5 points per game, you know, which is very, very high average in the critical stage of the season, as there always is, April into May.
Just the last thing I'd say to you on City is during the broadcast you said Nico O'Reilly, if you were to award a man of the match, it would be to him. He's been so impressive this season. A lot of people saying that he's a shoe-in for the young player of the season in the Premier League. What is it about him, do you think, that makes him stand out as a really bright young talent?
Well, he's, I mean, I think he's a midfield player compared to playing left back, but he plays left back, obviously, with the freedom that Pep allows, but there's also a detailed tactical plan that he has to follow for Pep also. But what's admirable about him, I think, is his composure for such a young player and his ability on the ball, even in the tightest of corners and situations, which you saw when he was boxed in the first half, way over the touchline, surrounded by Arsenal players, his footwork and his ability and his strength. We saw it down the right-hand corner late in the game as well today. His footwork and his strength, even though he looks like a tall, not gangly lad, but he doesn't look a big, beefy boy. He seems to have the strength to hold players off and be able to impose his will on much more experienced players. And he sees a pass, he has the control to make the best of his opportunities when he gets into the box and gets into the final third, whether it's making cut back across for the opportunity for Haaland in the first half, or whether it's, you know, the finishing when he showed in the League Cup final when he got the two goals against Arsenal. He's a smashing player, and he's been a great addition to the Manchester City team.
He has indeed. Couple of quick things on Arsenal. Just first of all, they hit the post twice in the second half. They also went out and they attacked City from the start of this game. A lot of questions over their bottle, or that thing will come up again after this game. You know, I think they show today they do have bottle, they do have courage, they do have strength, determination in this team. This title race isn't over for them yet.
Yeah, and I think on confidence in the manager's plan that to go about, you know, coming to City knowing that a draw would be an excellent result for them, they went and tried to win the game. Now, you know, I think when we look back at the statistics of the match later on, you'll find that City had a lot more shots and goal, a lot more chances, a lot more touches in the penalty area compared to Arsenal, which indicates they controlled the game and probably deserved to win the match. But there was times in the game when Arsenal were excellent. They pressed City high and forced them into errors at the back, forced them into playing a different type of game, playing a more long ball game. So I think there was a lot to admire in how Arsenal played today. They'd be very disappointed. Big chance for Havertz in the last phase of the play when Trossard whipped in that cross. He gets a header on it, goes inches over the bar. Has that gone in? A totally different outlook on the match. But I said through the game, I thought Arsenal played well.
I'll just ask you finally, because I think stadium security are trying to get us out of here, but quickly.
I don't know why. I think they have other things to do.
Atletico Madrid in the Champions League semi-finals, Brian. If they weren't to win the Premier League, does Arteta need to win the Champions League to secure his future with Arsenal? Because he's had 3 second place finishes now in the Premier League. If he was to lose the Premier League again this season and finish second and not win the Champions League, he'd have to question his future.
Yeah, but I don't know what the thinking is of the people behind the scenes. He's always been supported. He's been supported heavily in the transfer market, and they've been very, very close this year. Closer than they've been in the last 3 seasons, you'd have to say. And who knows how it's going to go. Atletico Madrid would be a big challenge for them. 2 similar type teams. Atletico Madrid, I've seen a lot of them in the Champions League this season. They've done very well. They're out of the running in the league in 4th place. They'll make a Champions League spot in Spain for next year. They can concentrate on the Champions League. So that's going to be a hard task for Arsenal over 2 games, but I fancy them to win over the 2 legs. I don't fancy them to be whoever comes out with the other semi-final. Mm-hmm. I think that'll be, you know, classic 2 games, and I would put them as favourites. But I wouldn't write off Arsenal yet. The momentum against them, there'll be a lot of media publicity about they bottled it, they've let it drift away, they haven't been good enough, the manager. But, you know, the manager's got them in the position they're in. But, you know, of course he'll be looking at himself and examining his own performance deeply. But let's wait till the end of the season and see where they sit. If they won the Champions League, how high would the criticism be? Which one would they prefer to win? I'd say the Premier League. But if they win the Champions League, it'd be fair consolation given they've never won the Champions League before.
next live football, I should say, and off the ball. Next Friday night, we'll see who has the battle between St. Patrick's Athletic and Bohemians.
Chat you're right, then. You always come back to the League of Ireland. You're right, Stephen, you're bang on.
The final whistle on Off the Ball with NoviBet. Up to 250% boost on all accas. Download and play today. 18 plus, see gamblingcare.ie.
Football on Off the Ball.
Sir Alex Ferguson was the master of that, of taking pressure off his players, casting it onto referees, the opposition, us in the media were responsible at times, you know, the kit manufacturer, I mean all sorts, you know, anyone but he's the players. That's what the best managers do. They're lightning conductors for criticism and pressure, so they take it off their players, and Pep's brilliant at that.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.